the first, the big step is not far away. On May 22nd to 28th, this is very, very, very soon, the World Health Association's governing body, and it's the World Health Assembly, will meet in Geneva, and it will vote undoubtedly with this bloc and it's the EU supporting it, and with obviously the UN wanting this power, and obviously the World Health Organization, an agency of the UN, wanting all this power. It's going to pass unless there's an outrage that that stops it dead in its tracks.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. I'm your host, Alex Newman. We have an incredibly special guest for you today. We always have special guests, but today is going to be an extra treat for you. We have a superhero exposing bad guys everywhere. His name is Dr. Peter Bregan. I've wanted to get him on the show for a really long time. He's got an extraordinary best-selling book that he co-wrote with his wife, Ginger. It's COVID-19 and the Global Predators. We are the prey. And boy, I couldn't agree more with that statement. They've also got contributions from some of the leading scientists and physicians in this field, including many that we have interviewed here. They have Dr. Peter McCullough, who we've had on this program multiple times, Dr. Zelenko, who we've had here for the New American multiple times, and also Dr. Elizabeth Vliet, and it's just an incredible piece of work. Dr. Bregan has been working for many, many decades in the field of medicine. He actually graduated from Harvard College and took part in his psychiatric residency at Harvard, where he was a teaching fellow at Harvard Medical School. He became a full-time consultant to the National Institutes of Mental Health. He's sometimes known as the conscience of psychiatry for his many decades of successful reform work in the field of mental health, including stopping the return of lobotomy and transhumanistic experiments. Back in the 1970s, he stopped a giant eugenical program by the federal government working with his wife, Ginger, back in the 1990s. He's published more than 20 medical and popular books. He has edited, co-edited, and co-authored with his wife many books, including Talking Back to Prozac. He's written more than 70 peer-reviewed publications. He's testified in court over 100 times on cases related to the big pharmaceutical companies and medical malfeasance. We could go on and on. The bio is just absolutely incredible, but we're not going to take up the whole show today just telling you about his credentials. I think you know enough. This man is absolutely incredible. Dr. Bregan, thank you so much for joining us. And the reason I brought you on today is because there are storm clouds gathering on the horizon, and you are one of the leading experts, if not the leading experts, in this field. The World Health Organization is coming up with a massive power grab. Tell us about it.
Well, it has two parts. The most immediate part is, and this is the United States of America, has sent in a series of amendments to the regulations that set limits on WHO. And for example, before these amendments, and which have not been passed yet, the head of WHO, right now is Tedros, could not go ahead and just declare that the United States of America or Germany or any other country has a health crisis and then go mobilize the world around controlling the health crisis so it doesn't spread too far. Those restrictions would be taken away by the Biden administration's new amendments, which would allow the head of the World Health Organization at basically a whim, there's no definitional restrictions on what he can do, to declare that a country has a health emergency, and that the country needs to be investigated, that they need to send investigators, and that the rest of the world needs to prepare to deal with this emergency. If the country refuses, it does not change what the WHO does one bit. Whereas in the past, the WHO just couldn't even say that the country had a health emergency without the country cooperating. There are no restrictions other than that there has to be a consideration on the part of the Director General of WHO that there may be a potential health emergency. Doesn't even have to know the source of it. It's quite specific in these amendments. Basically, what this means is that a huge chunk of any country's health care is subject now to the arbitrary definition of WHO, that it's in a state of emergency and that there has to be international intervention. WHO itself does not have, at the present time, the kind of teeth where it could say, and if you don't do this, we'll fine you $1 billion. That's in the offing. There's already discussions in Europe where, which is backing this 100% with the US, the EU, all 27 nations backing this. But there's talk about doing that. But even without those specific abilities, WHO does get the right, even if the company, if the country is refusing, to contact all of its own vast array of organizations that have a lot of effect on what goes on in a nation. They have organizations that deal with airlines. They have organizations that deal with shipping. They have organizations that deal with banking. World Health, the Great World Bank, is a part of the United Nations. They can muster 193 members of the UN to ostracize, to cut the financing of. And we've actually seen now an international example with the war in the Ukraine, where the banking empire, it's another empire, it's like the military industrial empire, it's like the health empire, which is what we describe a lot in our book, went after Putin, who is a criminal, and he's the KGB, but he's trying to be a sovereign nation, which really, really makes them angry. That really makes them angry that Putin is a sovereign nation in his own mind. They don't want that. They don't want anybody to think they got a sovereign nation in their own minds. And he's even got his own empire he wants to build. So they managed to get the banking industry to take all kinds of new and unheard of restrictions before. So, the globalists have been crowing about that. Look, we don't even need a country to necessarily make a pronouncement that they're going to ostracize or financially injure a country. The financial people, as a part of our global system, will do this. And all of this really is leading toward globalism. And if people wonder, how far would Joe Biden go with globalism? Biden, in early in this year, addressed the board of the top 200 American corporations, and it's the business roundtable. The roundtable consists only of presidents and CEOs of our top 100 corporations. There's no deputies there, and this is the core of the business establishment. And he told them that there is a new world order coming, that it's on its way. So help me, it's right up there on the White House archives. That is new world order coming. And business in America was going to have to lead it, got to lead this thing. So he is enormously a part of that world order. And he's a part of it in part through the corrupt relationships he has with the Chinese communists and with the Ukraine and even with Russia. There's evidence of corruption between his son and Russia. So we're talking about a man who wouldn't even think he was selling out America by forcing it into the globalist scheme. He would think he was following irrevocable movement of the earth and of time and of politics. Let me give one other piece of information to this. So on January 18th, we now know, is when they put in these amendments. And it came from with a cover letter on it from our assistant secretary for globalism from the HHS, Health and Human Services, our biggest, largest, perhaps most powerful agency. So that's the source it's coming through, who actually wrote these amendments, which are quite elaborate. I mean, we don't know, of course. Then on January 26th, there's a one-page memo following it up from the same individual working with our permanent mission to the United Nations. And by the way, her name is Lois Pace, P-A-C-E, Assistant Secretary for Global Affairs at HHS. And attached to this one page, or printed on this one page, is all the countries that are going to support this already, these amendments. And they list 20 separate nations, which include Great Britain and India and Japan and South Korea, very big allies, the powerful nations. Many of the South American nations, interestingly, no African
Dr.
nations.
Dr. Reagan, we're going to have to go to break in just a moment. But when we get back, we'll keep talking about this document. We'll talk about the role of communist China in all this and also how we can stop it. The folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dr. Reagan, please pick up where we left off, and I really want to get into the role of communist China in all this. How significant is Beijing in this push for giving the WHO all these new powers?
It's very, very central. Well, put simply, with the 20 nations that we list as supporting this U.S. amendment, giving away, forfeiting U.S., I think forfeiting is really good, just forfeiting our sovereignty, there are the 27 additional nations of the EU. So there's a block of 47 nations. And the vote, this is key, and then I'll get to communist China. The big step is not far away. On May 22nd to 28th, this is very, very, very soon, the World Health Association's governing body, and it's the World Health Assembly, will meet in Geneva, and it will vote undoubtedly with this block and it's the EU supporting it, and with obviously the UN wanting this power, and obviously the World Health Organization, an agency of the UN, wanting all this power. It's going to pass unless there's an outrage that that stops it dead in its tracks. So that's May 22nd through the 28th. And if they vote it into place, then there would be a grace period of 6 months when the nations could withdraw. But I think the possibility of getting a majority of nations to withdraw of those 6 months, which is a shortened area caused by the amendments, this will get passed. I think that the only way to stop it is to cause such outrage in the next week or so in the United States that Biden withdraws them, says, well, I didn't know that was going on or something, and withdraws them. I mean, that would be the major, major step that we would need. Now, as for communist China, Tedros is really a Marxist agitator even. He's been a political agitator for the communists. He's from Ethiopia. He is... he's been known to cover up epidemics in Ethiopia in order to protect his own position, the position of the leaders of the country, from what was happening to the actual folks in the country. The only way he got to be the director general was the influence of the communist Chinese. He's the only director general ever who doesn't have a medical degree. He's not a physician. He's got a PhD or something. He's really the darling of Xi Jinping. We know that he covered up for the Chinese communist regime, having released, we now think purposely, but let's just call it a release, accidental, purposeful release of SARS-CoV from the Wuhan Institute. He covered it up. We have emails showing he worked with Fauci to cover it up. He worked with the head of NIH to cover it up. And in fact, continuing to cover it up months later, all of this to keep allied with this fundamental ideological and financial connection to the communist Chinese. Now, this year, he was reelected unanimously. I don't think there's any greater testimonial to the power that China has in the UN and in the World Health Organization than that they got this criminal who covers up for them elected without opposition back into his position in communist China. China's control over who goes back a long way. The previous 10-year president was a Chinese Canadian who was very close to the communists in China, and I believe is now either founded or leading, I have to get more data on it, an institute in China. So these are deep ties. In fact, Xi Jinping had his wife, I believe, made an ambassador for WHO, ambassador of goodwill to the world. And the other connection is Bill Gates. When Trump canceled the U.S. relationship to the WHO, as I believe he was totally justified in doing. I wish he'd canceled the whole COVID-19 fiasco, but he made a huge mistake there. But he has been more on target than anybody else that was working in the government, and he withdrew us from WHO. Bill Gates immediately stepped in and gave WHO $250 million. Bill Gates, we have nice pictures of Bill Gates with Xi Jinping. I don't know if you got all the photos I sent you of, we've been so rushed with these emergencies, and like this is an emergency. We sent you a bunch of photos of Tedros with Xi Jinping, with Bill Gates, with Klaus Schwab. So he's also close to the Great Reset people. And there's this bizarre relationship between American billionaires like Michael Bloomberg and Bill Gates, who literally woo the Chinese communists at their, at conferences, and Klaus Schwab, who's not an American, just very, very close to the Chinese. They see China as the authoritarian model that helps them accomplish their vast investments. They can buy people off. There's no regulations like in the U.S. So they can really get in there as scumbags and just clean up when they invest in China. And they all see China as surpassing the United States economically and militarily as the leader of the world. And they're just cozying on up to it. And Trump put a tremendous crimp in that. And the global predators were very, very much involved in the whole manipulation of the election. So that's a kind of a quick overview. I know I'm presenting an awful lot of material awfully quickly. I'll take a breath and let you reorient us.
Well, we so appreciate it, Dr. Bregan. These issues are so critical. We've got about 3 minutes left. I want to ask you, what are the implications of this passing? I mean, what happens if the World Health Organization and the Biden administration are able to get these changes made? Are we looking at global government? Are we looking at global health tyranny if this gets through?
Well, we're looking at really the first actual physical change in the structure of the United Nations to enable the UN to actually interfere in the internal affairs of a resistant country and to mobilize public opinion, national opinion of nations, and to organize organizations against that country to control their internal activities. And the definitions that they use at the UN and at WHO for what is health covers every single area of human life, the society, the mental health, the physical health. So it's a carte blanche to make massive interventions and to even bring the financial industry and others down upon this country. So I think the moment it is approved, we can say that the nations of the world have right there, begun to lose their authority over themselves, their self-government. They become easily the victims of the United States Nations, which is a communist organization, but a really corrupt, like communist organizations are extremely corrupt. But it also opens the way to a second step that they're now working on. Oh, by the way, you can get we have a complete analysis of this that you can get on America Out Loud. Go to America Out Loud. And the title of my paper there with all the documentation you will ever need, all the links, is Biden Handing Over U.S. Sovereignty to WHO. And maybe you can put that up. But there's also another thing we've been working on, and that will just get escalated if they're successful in this. And that is they want to make individual treaties with nations of the world. And I imagine all these nations are going to think about doing it. The treaties are a direct giveaway of sovereignty. It makes the World Health Organization the governing, coordinating agency of world health.
And wow, another incredible. And Germany, Dr. Bregan, we're out of time for this segment, but stay with us. Tell us where you think they're ultimately heading if this is not stopped in its tracks.
Well, I think we are actually seeing global governance being imposed on the nations of the world through the UN. Now, if you had asked me about any of this stuff 3 years ago, I would have said you're a conspiracy theorist nut. And this has not been something that I anticipate. I mean, I'm a person who has always had to just be very firmly rooted in science because, as you mentioned, I've been in court over 100 times in the U.S., federal, state courts. I have to be very, very firmly grounded. I've written scientific articles and so on and on. Well, all this is grounded. Everything I'm giving you is medically and historically correct facts. The way you can keep track of our work the best is by going to Bregin.com, Bregin.com, and get our frequent alerts, the Bregin alerts, we call them now, the Bregin alerts, Ginger Bregin and Peter Bregin. And we've got about 45,000 people get this right now, and a tremendous opening rate. To give you an idea of how much people appreciate what we're doing, we have an opening rate of about 50%. And for something that comes out once or twice a week, and a typical rate may be 5%. So this is really outstanding interest in what we're doing. And we have a regular column, my wife and I, on America Out Loud, but you'll be able to follow it also through the Bregin Alerts. We also have a TV show that I do on Brighteon, Brighteon TV, and that's live Thursday nights at 6 p.m., So we have a lot of things that we do, and there's many others as well. But so the book is COVID-19 and the Global Predators. You can get that from us at a discount by going to wearethepray.com. But you can go to Amazon or any of the other online bookstores and get it. The book is now is probably going to hit 100,000 very soon. It's well over 90,000 now sales. And that's without no help at all. That's with no help at all from the establishment, no book reviews and things like that. And the Global Predators, it's really way beyond COVID-19. The title of the book is COVID-19, The Global Predators, because we were looking at COVID-19, and that's how we discovered the global predatory system, including the master plan of Bill Gates. We actually found his master plan. Called his preliminary business plan for handling pandemics and making a ton of money. And right away, he's in it. He is. He's doing this in 2015. He's dividing up the world with the World Health Organization. He is saying that the World Health Organization, and they're agreeing, will handle the scientific standards, the medical standards. So you see they're using the World Health Organization to do all of that. And well, Gates will handle the money and the profits and all the corporations and making the vaccines. But all of this now, and this is going to confuse people, is way beyond pandemics. This guy, forget pandemics. What both the amendments and the treaty are about is taking over healthcare, not even put public health in front of it. Healthcare of the world. That is the opening wedge. They've been so successful in taking down American democracies, the American democracy, weakening the world democracies, which is, so you can't have globalism if you have a patriotic nation that's strong and powerful and isn't going to put up with it. And if it's a constitutional democracy like the U.S., you really aren't going to have globalism as long as the people have a voice. And actually, the main thing we need to do is to fight for taking back our government. Because if we get our government back, we're going to stop this. And I don't think there's been enough emphasis on that. I mean, go to your congressman, go to your senator, tell them about this. Get the information off our website. Or, you're probably going to make some of this available to folks. Yeah. make the information available to them. But actually, the real issue here is getting rid of the Biden administration, taking over Congress, taking over the presidency. If you read the book about the global predators, it will help you understand so many things you never understood before. For example, why in the world did they fake a collusion between Trump and Putin when there isn't any there? There was just zero there. So why would they do that? Because Trump and Putin, as different as they are two of their major threats to globalism. Because Putin, the KGB Russian, this violent man, is, as he presents himself at least, a nationalist, a patriot. It's Russia first. And it's his empire that he's building, his own empire. He wants to control, get back the USSR. And that's an enemy of globalism. It's his own bailiwick he wants to run. And NATO is a part of the globalism. The EU is part of globalism. So when they tried to make Americans and succeeded with probably half the nation fear the Russians and hate and loathe Trump, they stopped the two major threats to globalism, the two men in the world standing up and saying, we are not going to bow down to the globalist evil. We're just not going to do it. And in this case, Putin himself, if he could rule the world, would be as bad as any globalist. But he's a nationalist.
Dr. Bregan, we've only got 3 minutes left. I really want to ask you this. You talk about global predators. You've mentioned Bill Gates. You've mentioned some of these nefarious characters. Who are the global predators and what's their motivation? I mean, they've obviously got huge amounts of money. I mean, I can't imagine they could spend that much money if they lived 100 lifetimes. What is driving them and who are they?
Well, unfortunately, they are huge. Almost every American billionaire, and now, like you take the Waltons, they're not running the Walton finances anymore. There's a CEO that handles it. So the head even of the Walton fortunes, they're globalists. They all invest in China. For example, all the top billionaires. For example, the Walton Foundation was heavily investing in Wuhan, right in the middle of the entire question about what was going on with China and the Wuhan Institute, which, by the way, is a military institute. Fauci's been founding, he's a traitor, he's been founding a Chinese military institute, a biological warfare institute. The head of the Wuhan Institute is a woman who is the head of, she's the leading Chinese biological warfare expert. I mean, this is so crazy, the press doesn't give you the one or two details that could just crash everything else they're saying. So all the top tech companies, many of which are the billionaires, they'll help China with surveillance. They'll help China with the military. They don't have any scruples at all about that. And they also, all of them attack Trump, all the top billionaires except one, and all the top tech companies have been attacking Trump. But then you look at something like the Business Roundtable, where that was being addressed by Joe Biden, and they're the top 200 companies, the CEOs and presidents. And they, in 2019, came out in favor of transforming capitalism into stakeholder capitalism and signed a document.
Yeah.
Almost every single one of them signed this document. And that was given a good happy wave to the global predators. There's no difference basically between the New World Order, the world governance, and Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. There's a that's like a euphemism, the Great Reset, for the globalist order. And if you go like Michael Bloomberg held a conference in November, the year that it looked like Trump had lost the election, you know, at least this massive vote deluge that occurred after he was way, way ahead in the middle of the night. And they held a program, and we outlined this in the book, not outlined, we discussed this in the book. So he holds his national conference. He's got a national conference too, Bloomberg. And he has this one partner for the conference, one shared partner. And it's a representative of the Chinese Communist Party. It's a very mm-hmm. specifically aligned with China. They have Xi Jinping is involved. Bill and Hillary are involved. This was all done virtually, so they could get in anybody they wanted. The big banks are there, you know, McDonald's and Nike, all these companies that are so excited about their franchises in China. So really, unfortunately, we are up against the what used to be called capitalism. It's now a corrupt globalism. I'm not sure what you would think about that, Alex, but you have to look hard to find anything that looks like a free market. It seems to be mostly the middle class American businesses. These people are all organized. They all see China as a big future for them. So it's very large, but the answer is the United States of America regaining its position. Our TV show on Brightian.tv is, I call it the refounding America and reclaiming ourselves. And that's what this is about. If we get America back on target with the basic principles of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and under God, and with higher values, and the only country in the history of the world created with the idea of protecting individual freedom rather than exploiting people.
Yep. Yeah, we're unfortunately out of time, but give us your website one more time and tell people what's the best way to get your book.
Breggin.com is the website, BREGGIN.com. You can get the book there. You can get our Breggin alerts there and a ton of other kinds of things. But you can also get the book on Amazon. And if you're having some, you want to read the ebook, you don't want to spend too much money, we've made the ebook $2.99. So anybody can get that on the internet. And you can get our book on any of the internet bookstores. And you can also go, if you want to just have it simple, go to wearethepray.com and you can get the cheapest price for the book, wearethepray.com.
Fantastic. Wearethepray.com. Well, Dr. Breggin, thank you so much for coming on the program today, sharing your insights. Thank you for sounding the alarm about these critical issues. We hope to have you back very soon. Please keep up the great work and we'll catch up with you as soon as possible.
Thank you. I'm very happy to do anything right now at this very critical time in our history.
Well, thank you, sir. We all appreciate you. Thank you so much. All right, folks, that was Dr. Peter Breggin, incredible medical doctor, psychiatrist, and now sounding the alarm about the global predator class and their plan to empower the WHO to basically seize sovereignty and self-government from the nations of the world. Hope you'll stay tuned. We've got many more programs for you coming up. Thanks for watching. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter. Until next time, God bless you all.